3, 2, 1.
CII Broadcasting presents Submission 1432. Produced and directed by Imran Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every praise, all power, every blessing belongs to you and you alone. I did not come here on my own, but I was brought here by you. My call of Labbaik, I am present, echoes my desire. Accept me as yours, and you become mine. O Allah, if you are mine, the world will belong to me. If you are not mine, even what belongs to me will make me restless. Previously on Submission 1432.
Did you see my camera? I had it on me in the plane.
Nope.
Maybe it fell into your hand luggage by mistake.
What happened? You all both very quiet, Tasneem?
I'm just thinking of Sahal. I hope he's going to be okay. This is the first time I left him alone since Subir passed away.
Oh, don't worry, my bachu. He'll be okay, inshallah. What happened? What, you now? You sleeping?
No. You know, I can't take heights, eh? Shh! I can't talk more. Pet my garbad touch.
Be a good boy and listen to your brothers, okay?
Come, hurry up now. You don't want to miss the flight.
Take care, Ashraf. I'm going to miss you. This is the first time we're going to part in 10 years, I think.
This is a CII broadcasting drama.
Saji bhai! Don't leave me with my brothers! Don't leave me with my brothers! Take me with you!
Please, sir, you can't move. Sir, you're gonna get hurt. Please don't move.
No, Saji bhai! Saji bhai! Saji bhai!
Saji bhai! You wrapped up the eye with us.
Please come back for me.
Guys, I can't control you.
Don't go! Don't go.
Ashraf.
Sajid, come now. We're going to be late. Let the nurses sort him out. He's just going to behave even worse the longer you stay here.
Look at him. He's bleeding.
Sorry, sir. You have to leave. The patient is uncontrollable.
You see, let's go.
Sajid, my... Hold my hand.
We'll have to sedate him.
Let me just say goodbye to him. One last time, please.
No, you have to leave right now. He's disturbing the other patients.
We had not gone more than a few steps down the passage when the guard came running up to us.
Who is Sajid Bhai here?
It's me. Why?
Come with me.
What's wrong?
The doctor will tell you.
Sajid, does the patient suffer from panic attacks?
No.
And who are you to the patient?
His older cousin. I am also his guardian.
So you are familiar with his medical history. Ashraf just had his first panic attack. He needs complete bed rest and calm when he gets home.
Hey, don't worry, Sergeant Man. We'll look after him. Let's go now.
Is he okay?
Let's go.
Just one last time, I need to see him. Please.
Listen, Sergeant, I have a shop to get back to after dropping off. Come now.
Ya Allah, let them take proper care of him and bring me back safe so I can see to him myself. Chalo, let's go. Tawakkal to Allah.
Auntie Zora, please pass me that pig.
How does name? Tuni Uti, you're not sleeping.
I can't seem to sleep.
Me also, man.
Shall we go over the virtues of Hajj together then?
You two carry on. You all know I don't sleep after Tahajjud.
If someone tells you something 550 times a day, I'm sure they'll know by now. Here's an eye mask for you, Zora. Come read this name.
Allah built a Kaaba under his arsh called the Baitul Ma'mur, and daily 70,000 angels make dua of it. No angel ever gets a second chance to enter it. Directly under this Kaaba is our Kaaba in Mecca. When the floods came in the era of Nuh alayhi salam, the Kaaba was lifted to the heavens. The Anbiya alayhi salam would then make tawaf around that spot till Allah ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam with his son Ismail alayhi salam to rebuild the Kaaba. An important point to remember here is that after these two great prophets built the most sacred house of Allah, still they asked for their actions to be accepted. They didn't automatically assume that because they were obeying Allah, so it has to be accepted.
What dua did they make, ma?
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. O Allah, accept this from us. You are forever listening to our prayers, words, all-knowing. No matter how good an action we do, don't rely on the action, but rather rely on the mercy of Allah. So ask Him to accept it and forgive our shortcomings, because we can never ever worship Him like we're supposed to.
So true, my baby.
Jazakallah for sharing your taxi with me. I really appreciate it. I ran out of change unexpectedly.
No problem. Don't mention it. Allah accepts it. So your wife didn't want to come with you for Hajj?
Actually, she's already here with her parents. I'm going to join them today.
Nice, nice. So how long are you married?
It's going to be 2 years next month.
Happily married?
What?
That means no.
Excuse me? How can you even think of saying such things? You don't even know me.
Exactly. Just like how you could even think of asking me about your camera falling in my bag. Come on. You don't even know me. But because I am black, you assume I stole it?
No, not really. I didn't.
Well, now you know how I felt when you asked me that. Let me share something with you, my brother. You know the story of Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam? We all followed the footsteps of Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam, running up and down between Safa and Mirwa. Do you know what raised this lady whose action was so accepted by Allah? She was black.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, every day we learn something. We have an hour or two to kill till we reach Mecca. Why don't we teach each other something?
You sure? You have such enthusiasm, mashallah.
Maybe because I search for the deen. Sometimes an adopted son is more likely to defend his adopted family than a biological son, because the adopted son knows how it feels to have no family.
That's just a beautiful analogy.
So what are you going to teach me? Teach me a good dua to read easily, especially on the day of Hajj.
Well, this is a pretty all-inclusive dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And think of all the things you need for both lives. Hasana is all the good things we need to be content.
Lovely. I will remember to do that.
Here's another dua that's so simple but so deep. Let me write it down for you.
Much obliged. You can write it in Arabic though. I know how to read the Quran.
Wow. How long have you been Muslim?
I'm going to be 12 years next March. So I'm no more a new Muslim, as people say. I am old in the game now. Let me read it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. What does it mean?
Oh Allah, accept this from us. You are forever listening to our prayers, words, all-knowing. Oh, our Master, certainly you are the acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. Ibrahim a.s. read this dua even though he was Khalilullah, the special friend of Allah. He still didn't take it for granted that his act was accepted.
It's a very important point.
We shouldn't be complacent. That's the worst disease a Muslim can suffer from. When we do a good action and we're just complacent that the ibadah we do is enough to get us into Jannah.
Or we do sin and feel no remorse at all.
That's a very important point, especially in today's time when the lines are so blurred. With the advent of technology, people say things to complete strangers and think it is harmless fun. We have to stop and reflect, you know. The Sahaba would cry over their good deeds, wondering if it will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And we laugh in sin. Allah help us.
True. Astaghfirullah. I'm always going to remember this dua. Jazakallah for teaching it to me.
No problem. So, it's your turn to teach me something.
You know, since you mentioned taking our deeds for granted, I remember saying that a man will live in a pious life until he will be so close to Jannah, there will only be a hand span between him and Jannah, and then he would do something that will take him so far from Jannah, the distance between the East and the West.
What would he do that would ruin his entire life's ibadah?
He would be complacent and feel like he doesn't have to strive harder. He would be so cool about the fact that he thinks he's a good Muslim. And on the other hand, a man will live a sinful life until he is a handspan from the fire of hell. And then he would do something that would take him so far from Jahannam, equal to the distance between the East and the West. Can you guess what would save him?
Tell me.
Regret. One moment of regret over all his sins and his weakness will wipe up all his dirty deeds altogether.
Wow. So the lesson is we should always yearn for acceptance from Allah.
And continuously seek His forgiveness even after we have done a good deed.
This airport is too big. We're not young too anymore, you know.
Ya Allah, my legs are sore from the hospital. Now this. Bhai, please look after Ashraf, okay? Be with him like how you are with your own children.
Are Sajid Bhai is 20 now and you still treat him like a child.
His mind is still like a small boy's. You must understand that, Bhai. Good evening. I'm here to check my ticket and weigh my luggage.
Sorry, sir. Let me see. This one is a Saudi Airlines flight number 688. Let me check, sir. I'm sorry, sir. This flight, she's left 5 minutes ago. She's left 5 minutes ago. She's left 5 minutes ago. She's left 5 minutes ago.
Cast of Submission 1432. Zora played by Selma Vahed, Rashida by Ruzia Razak, Tasneem by Tasneem Ismail, Sahal by Suleiman Musa, Naeem played by Muhammad Iqbal Zulay Rafiq Shakur Saleh, Omar by Muhammad Rais Jada, Ibrahim by Muhammad Yusuf Dawood, The Agent by Wasim Mia, Ashraf by Imran Ismail, and Sajid by Sajid Qazi.